This is Dr. Mejia, detaining for the patient Reba Van Buren. Medical request 149-435-36-2419-54. Referring physician Dr. Diguez Choksi. Procedure performed EGD and colonoscopy. Secondary procedure biopsies, near cardiopulpectomy. Date of the procedure, April 13, 2022. Indication, Citroparis esophagus, screening for colon cancer, history of polyp, heartburn. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, irregular Z-line. Number 2, polyp in the fundus of the stomach. Number 3, mild gastritis. Number 4, internal hemorrhage. 5, diverticulosis, coli. 6, 4 colon polyps removed, paragraph. Death of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, second for the colonoscopy, complication done immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, pure paragraph. Over procedures, by double template, pure paragraph, findings, EGD findings, autofarings appear normal, pure paragraph, esophagus, D-lines appears irregular, biopsies taken, given patient's prior history of bear, spirit, stomach, there's diffuse erythema and thrombin body, biopsies taken, light H. pylori, pure paragraph, there's salinity polyp in the fundus of the stomach, biopsies taken, pure paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Colonoscopy findings in rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, pure sigmoid descending colon, multiple diverticulosis, pure in the rectus, sigmoid colon, there's a diminutive polyp, about 2 millimeters, pair removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, pure paragraph, strain flexure, pure normal, pure paragraph. In the transverse colon, there's a diminutive polyp, about 2 to 3 millimeters, pair removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, pure paragraph. Hepatic flexure, pure normal, pure paragraph. Descending colon pedunculated polyp, 10 millimeters removed by Schneck cardiopulpectomy, pure paragraph. Scattered diverticulosis present in the ascending colon, pure in the cecum. There's a diminutive polyp about 2 millimeters, pair removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior inflammations. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinically. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, 5, supplementation. Next number, repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.